You're listening to the Woman with a Goal podcast, or in short, WAG, a podcast that is created for women like yourself to help you find the confidence to truly choose to go after your dreams and give you the tools to do so. We want to help you start pursuing your goals, be more productive, and find ways to live a balanced life. We want to help women like you understand how you can create the right mindset and get rid of all the negativity that is most likely keeping you from being the superwoman we know you can be. Hi, and welcome to the Woman with a Goal podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that a lot of people forget. We see so much about entrepreneurship and hustling and starting your business, and I know you want to start as well, but there is one thing that everyone just seems to forget. Everyone is talking about all the hard work you have to put in, and they are giving advice on what to do and what's your next step. But the thing most people forget is that your business and the core of your business is you. Whether it's a business or a project or your family or your friends or a personal goal that you want to work on, there is one key element that is super important and that you can't lose sight of. And that is you. Remembering to take time for yourself is crucial in the process of reaching your goals. Hard work is what will get you to where you want to go, but at what cost? Your health, your sanity. The more ambitious you are, the better. That will keep you moving forward. But once in a while, reward yourself for the great progress you've made so far. Taking time off will help you. It will help you be a more happy, pleasant person around your family and friends, so it's nothing to feel guilty about. Try to plan your me time. Everyone has a busy schedule, and that's no excuse. It's time to put yourself in the first place. You're working around the clock for your family, for your friends, for your boss, for everyone around you. But what about you? Who's working for you? Who is making sure to take a few things off your plate? I said earlier, being ambitious is great, but don't wait until you've achieved that big goal that will probably take you years. Instead, focus on one thing every week that will make you get closer to achieving that goal. And every week, reward yourself for taking just one step closer to your end goal. Rewarding yourself on the short term is what will keep you going. It's something not many people talk about, but the great thing that you can do is when writing out your goals and what you want to do the next few weeks, months, or even years, write down the reward that you will get each time that you tick off a goal that you've achieved. Another thing that you can do is allocate a percentage of your income to fun me time, to relaxing, to getting a massage. It will keep you motivated and give you short-term satisfaction about what you've already did, so you don't have to wait until you see the fruits of your labor in 1 or 5 or even 10 years. Rewards is something that we give children when they do something. There's a lot of things that we do for children or that we used to get as a child, but that we don't do anymore once we're an adult. And let me tell you this, no one knows how much work and effort that you're putting into your goals, not just physically, but also emotionally. Only you know that. So it's important to give yourself a reward that fits the work and effort that you've been doing for the past few weeks, maybe even months or years. And the thing is, when you keep working and not rewarding yourself, you don't actually feel like you're getting something out of it. You only see all of the sacrifices for your project, for your goals, and you don't really see something positive about it. So not taking care of yourself can actually have a really big impact on whether or not you achieve your goals. What I love to do, and is something so small, and I can just do it at home, and it doesn't cost me anything, is taking a bath. That's my me time, where I'm alone, and I can relax for an hour, and it doesn't cost me much time or effort to do that. I like to put on a podcast or something motivating that will get me fired up once I'm done with my bath. But self-rewarding is not something that you can compare with other people. You might like different things than I do, and you might get more out of something else than just taking a bath. So make sure that when you reward yourself, it's effective. It has to be something that you don't get often, so it still has its full effect. So why taking a bath works for me is because I don't always have the time to do it, and it's usually something that I look forward to, but I always postpone just because Well, life gets in between. But even if I have to postpone it for maybe a week or two, I actually enjoy it more just because I was looking forward to it so much and I don't always have the possibility to do that. Now, taking a bath is usually what I do when I've achieved a smaller goal. But if it's a bigger goal and it's something, you know, it's really something that you've been working on for the past few months or maybe even years, treat yourself as something bigger. You know, your reward should feel like, yes, I deserve this. I worked for this. I can enjoy myself now because this is what I did. I made it. I've achieved my goal and I've been working my ass off and I so deserve this. Just make sure that if you've worked to achieve a certain financial goal, don't spend everything on rewarding yourself. That's not what we're doing here. Allocate a percentage of the money that you can miss for your fun, for your own enjoyment, but don't allocate all the income that you've made. And I know it's silly that I say this, but I do want to talk about it because everyone loves spending money and treating themselves. And if you're not mindful about the money that you spend and forget about the goals that you had and put everything in your reward, the extra time and effort that you will have to put in your goals after you've rewarded yourself is gonna cancel the reward that you gave yourself. So you might have gone abroad, for example, but then you spend so much money. And once you get back, you have to work twice as hard to get all of that money back again. A reward is not supposed to make you feel regret. It's supposed to make you happy. And once you get back to work, feel motivated again. That's the ultimate goal of a reward. And not spend every penny you have on a holiday or a new car or whatever it is. So try to keep a reward proportionate to the effort that you've made. Now, don't underestimate the power of rewarding. We reward children. Why shouldn't we reward ourselves? If it works with children, it works with us. You know, unconsciously, you'll feel better about it. Try doing this exercise for yourself and let me know how it went. Thank you for listening. And remember, you are a woman with a goal.